What is up? This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
Today we have a special guest. Introduce yourself a little.
Hi, my name is Tara Gutronis. I'm a senior at Schreiber High School, and I'm on the Port Varsity rowing team.
What college are you going to?
I'm committed to the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Congrats.
Thank you.
This is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. Pay attention while crossing the street. You don't want to get hurt. If you would like to, come support varsity football on Friday. It's a pink out game, so wear all the pink you have. All right, Taya, why did you commit to the school you chose?
I chose to commit to the University of Wisconsin-Madison because I love Madison. First of all, I love the Midwest. And I just really loved the school. I love the balance between social, athletics, and academics. And the team had such a family environment that I really admired and that I really wanted for my college experience.
Did you have a hard time choosing which school? And were there certain things that made you like this school over any other schools?
Yeah, so I was talking to like about 10 schools during my recruiting process, and like the factors like I mentioned were a big part, the balance and a lot of the support that I would get as a student athlete on the team. So like the academic support from advisors and the support that I would get from my teammates and my coach were big factors, because being like a student athlete is like really hard, like juggling everything. But I just really loved the support staff that Madison had, and the coaches were really open to having, like, they have physical doctors, mental health support, and like they have like dietitians. So it was those factors that ultimately had me choose Wisconsin.
Do you have any goals you would like to accomplish before rowing for this new team?
In the spring, definitely at my club team here, we want to try and qualify for the Youth National Championship. So that requires getting top three in your event at the New York State Championship. So that's our next goal in the spring season, in like the month of May. And then Youth Nationals is in June. So that's what the next goal is.
What do you like most about rowing?
I really like the team environment and the dynamic. The people are really amazing. I love the coaching staff at Port as well. And just knowing that everyone is just as dedicated to the sport as I am is really motivating to go fast and win championships.
How do your teammates help you be the best athlete you can? And on that same topic, what type of team dynamic do you strive for?
So definitely communication is such a big thing between me and the other athletes on our team. Like definitely when we get off the water or finish a workout, I always ask questions of what I could have done better, and we discuss as a boat on what felt good and what felt bad to try and fix it for the next piece or like for the next day, for next practice. So I think that definitely helps me improve, and also communicating with my coach. And I think, yeah, like communication in general is really important for any team sport, but definitely when we're out on the water by ourselves, like on race day, knowing that we're all like independent enough, but also like working as a team together is really important to help us go fast.
Have you ever had a really impactful coach? What made them so great to you?
Yeah, well, honestly, majority of my high school career, I had one coach, but we just recently had a coach change, and both of them have been amazing, but I definitely think just all of the rowing knowledge that I've acquired since my freshman year with my coach Issa has just been really impactful. Just knowing everything about our waterways has been huge because we row at a harbor that spills out to the Sound, so it's really difficult to navigate. We share it with a ton of different teams, so a lot of that knowledge, like learning the winds and like with weather reports and stuff, like I think that's really valuable. But my new coach has also really fostered an amazing team environment that I really haven't experienced until just now, like in this fall season of my senior year. So I think both my like old coach Issa and my new coach Pat have been amazing.
What are your main goals in your sports career?
Definitely my main goals in high school is always this winning the state championship, getting the top three, and going to Youth Nationals. Our team so far, as long as for how long I've been on the team, we have sent at least one boat from both the boys and the girls team. So that's always the goal for the end of the season. And then going into college, Wisconsin's part of the Big Ten, so definitely working our way up and winning the Big Ten championship and then racing at NCAAs, which is such an amazing experience to be with such competitive teams and amongst like the best of the best in the college sport.
What made it motivated you to pursue this sports career, and how old were you when you first started, like, well, yeah, actually, yeah, that's all.
I started, like, summer going into seventh grade on the middle school team, and then I started on the varsity team when I was a freshman, and I always had a feeling that I wanted to continue the sport in college, but I didn't put too much pressure on myself during the recruiting process just because it is really difficult. So I always just kind of had the mindset that, you know, this is something that I'd like to pursue, and if it works out, then that's what it was meant to be, and if it didn't, like, it would be fine, and I would just, like, apply and do the same process as everybody else. But I'm definitely really happy with my decision, and I'm super excited to continue doing it in college.
What challenges have you faced while rowing? Did you ever have an injury or a setback in, like, while you were rowing?
So I'm a coxswain, so I don't really get injured often, but definitely we've had challenges in terms of, like, boat, you know, chemistry, or, you know, what's working, what doesn't work in the boat. I think it's really difficult because rowing is such a sport where, like, it requires just, like, perfection every single stroke. It's like perfection and repetition. So it's sometimes seat racing is super difficult, choosing who should be in the boat and who shouldn't. And, you know, that's also hard because you're competing with your teammates. But I think ultimately, because we've really learned healthy competition on our team. So as long as that continues moving forward, I mean, in the past, we've definitely overcome it. And I think as we continue doing that moving forward, we're going to continue fostering a healthy competition.
So you said it's, like, kind of impossible for you to get, like, injured. So how do you, like, help your teammates recover from, like, an injury or a poor performance?
Sure. So definitely when we get off the water, I think a big part of my job as a coxswain is to look out for the boat as a whole, but also each individual. So I'll often just, like, pull people aside and just check in on how they're doing. You know, a lot of times, like, I can tell if they are physically hurting or, like, mentally going through it. So definitely having those important conversations. And then, you know, we have an athletic trainer on our team that helps when people are injured. Like, you know, I always carry, like, ibuprofen if people need it on the water or on land. We, like, have ice packs, rollers. We do big team stretches. So stuff like that to continue healthy habits and making sure everyone's eating well too. Like, we carry glucose gummies all the time in case people are getting dizzy or lightheaded. So small things like that, I think, definitely really add up to keeping all the athletes healthy.
Yeah, from what I've heard about rowing, it's a lot of, like, strenuous activity. Yes. So there's always something. Yeah. How do you maintain your fitness level, like, throughout the season? I know there's no off season.
So. Yeah. So in the fall, it's a lot of on-water conditioning, obviously, as long as, like, weather cooperates with us. And then in the winter, it's just all indoor conditioning. So we use the erg machine, and we use, like, we call them the Bergs, but it's bike ergs. And we use those. They mimic just how it feels on the water. So that's a lot of the stuff we do. And then we do a lot of cross training. So we have, like, running. We do running tests, but we do, like, loop runs. And we do a lot of, like, core workouts. And then we also have, like, weight training. So we have, like, weights of our own. We do, like, weighted jump ropes. So stuff like that to just keep everyone on the same plan. And then, yeah, even though, like, I'm a coxswain, I'll do it with the rowers as well to just stay active.
Do you have any advice for other athletes looking to commit?
Yeah, I think it's just really important to, like, everyone says this, and I always, like, hated when people said this before, but it is really true that you, like, end up where you're supposed to be. For me, I always had the mindset, like I said before, that, like, if it works out, then that's what was supposed to happen. And if it doesn't, like, I know I was still going to have a great college experience, even if I didn't row, or I was going to be able to walk on the team. And you know, if that was something that I still really wanted to do. And just also just putting things always into perspective, like there are a ton of people who have graduated from our team that, you know, they got recruited and they are still going strong. Some people got recruited and they decided, like, that's not what they wanted, and that's not what was in the cards for them in college. So they, you know, left the team, and some people, they, you know, walked on the team. So I think everyone's experience is different. And I think my number one advice is just to not compare yourself to other people, because everyone's on their own path, and whatever happens is what's right for you.
All right, thank you, Taya. This was College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And that was our episode for today.